Okay, good morning. We are doing Yeradea Hilchos Shechita. We are in Siman Tet Zayin, Sugya of Oso Bet Vet Beno, and we are on Seif Zayin. Ein Iser Oto Ve'et Beno Ela Be'behema Tehora Bilvad. There's only an Iser of Shechting a mother and its offspring on the same day if it's with a kosher species animal. We could be him a gasa or daka, shine amar, says in Vayikra, Vishor o se, oto ved beno, lo tishchatu biyom echad. Okay? Vinoheg bekilayim hababi mean keves, umi mean ace. And it could also be an iser of oso ved beno, if there's kilayim from different animals. And even, we're going to see, even with the chaya, we'll see. Chet. Chet. Tzvi sheba ha'le'ez. Now, if you have a deer, it goes, it mates with an ez, a goat, v'yalda, and they give birth. V'shachat ha'ez u'bina, and then you shecht the mother, the ez, the goat, u'bina, and then the offspring, loke. So there's an Isser of Oso Ved Beno, and you want to get small clusters of Maisa. Aval, Ha'ez Shaba Alat Tzviya, but if it's the opposite, where it's the male animal goes on the Tzviya, the deer, so then this is a Chaya, not a Behema. Asur Lishchot Ota Ve'et Bina. So there's still an Iser of Oso Ved Beno because of the father. But we learned the father, remember, is only a suffix. So there's an Iser of Oso Ved Beno if the father is the goat. V'im Shachat, but if one did do Shechita because of the suffix, if it's a father, if it applies, Eino Loke, there's no Malkus. Okay, next case. Haita Bat Tzviya Hazot. Now, in the case of it's only through a behemoth, through the father, and then it gets mixed in into the offspring. So the father is, right, the parent is a father, where we say it's a suffix. But now this daughter, but that's a mix, gives birth. But there's a tzad, a kilayim, a mixture of a behemoth. So then, now there's the daughter and the granddaughter. So then nekeva, so if the child's in the nekeva, so it's able to give birth, v'yalda ben, and now gives birth to a grandson or daughter, v'shachatet nekeva bat ha'tzviya, v'et bina, and so then there's still an issue, an iser of oso v'et bino for the daughter and the granddaughter. And here, because the mother of the granddaughter is a female, there's also loka, there's also malchus. Okay. Tet. In Israel Sovet Beno, Ela Bishchita, Bilvad. The only way one is going to be chay of Osovet Beno, if it's done with a halachic shchita. Shinamar, Lotishchatu, because it says Lotishchatu. Aval im nicher, perush, inyan hanachira hu shetoichev et hasakin benichira vechotech. But if one kills the animal, I mean, it could be anyway, electrocution, a bullet, it could be through the nostrils, you pull it out, and you sever the, okay, brain. So then, et harishon hu nit nabel biyado, if the first one that got killed was done through non-shechita means, and it became an avela, or we're going to see a pasal shechita, if it has a din of an avela, so then, Mutar lishchot hasheni, you're allowed to shecht the offspring. The fichach, therefore, lends itself the following. If one has a chereshot v'katan sheshachtu et harishon, beinam levein atzmam, if all by themselves, there's no gadol who knows hilchos shechita that's watching them, and there's a chereshot v'katan and they do it, so they are by themselves, so we say their shechita is a nevela, okay? So that's the status of their shechita is a nevela. We're going to keep reading. So therefore, mutar lishchot sheni achareim. So now you're allowed to shecht the child, the offspring, or the parent of this animal. And it's no problem also vet beno, because the first one wasn't done der ashchita lefi shirov maaseh mekolkalim, because we say usually the majority of the time when these animals do it, when the cheresh shota v'katan does a shchita, then their maasim are mekolkalim and it has a din of an avela. The Taz similarly says, and if you have a gadol who does it, who doesn't know what he's doing, he's not a shochet, he didn't learn hilcha shchita, he doesn't know what he's doing, and rov ma'asav mekul kalim, so he says, he believes it should also have the same din, but not, he hasn't seen anyone who paskin this way, and therefore he doesn't say it's mutter if it's a gadol who at least tried to do it correctly. Now, whenever if one shechs the first one, and it comes out that it's a treifa, it was a proper shchita, but it was a treifa, so you can't eat it, there's still an iser of oso ve'ed beno. All right, it's machlokas in the Gemara, but that's the halacha, because we say a shchita she'ena ra'uya shema shchita. Even though a shchita, it wasn't done, it's not edible through the shchita, it's still a treifa, it still has a din of a shchita. And therefore, it could still be an iser of oso ved beno, even if the first one's a treifa, because they were both shechted. Now, the Shach and others point out that if it's a case where the sakin, you checked it afterwards, and then you find that there was a psul, so really has a din of a suffik shchuta, and so therefore it's aser, we din suffik, and if we call it a nevela lahalacha because of all the chumras, which we're going to get to, then that still has, because it's only mitzad chumras or suffik, we still have, it's usur to shech the second one, right? Because we know that it might still be kosher, and therefore, but obviously it wouldn't be malchus. Next. Did I finish the Ramah? Let's read the Ramah. Hagavim acherim roin sheshochtim karai. And the Ramah adds, well, it seems clear that if other people are watching the cheresh shota v'katan who does it, like we learned this already in the beginning of Hilcha Shechita, that they are able to do it b'dyeved if someone is watching them. So therefore, that's a proper shechita. Okay, basically that's a review of what we already know. Yud. Mutar lishchot et ha'me'uberet ubar yerech imo. So we know that if we shecht an animal and there is a fetus inside, when you shecht the animal, the mother, the fetus is also going to be kosher and it doesn't need shechita anymore midaraita. V'im yatza ha'ubar chay achar shechitat imo v'hifri salgabi karka. If it's the case of a ben pakua that put his hooves and stood on the ground, so then we know that there's a din midarabanan of marasayin or whatever, that we need to do shechita, and therefore, ein shochtin oto b'yom echad. Therefore, just like there's a din that it needs to have shechita midarabanan, it's asr midarabanan of oso ved beno v'im shachat, but if someone did shecht it, eino loke. There's no malchus for it. Okay. All right, and we also learned you're allowed to eat it. Yud Aleph. Goy shemachar shnei behemos v'achar kach amar mesiach lefi tumo shehein oso ved beno. You have a goy who's selling two animals, and he tells you, even if he tells you mesiach lefi tumo, right, we know goyim don't have, not neman and edus in general, so therefore, even though it's oso ved, he tells you it's the same, they were shechted the same day, eino neman, you don't have to listen to him, he has no nemanus. You don't have to listen to him b'ma she'amar, what he tells you, la'achar she'machram v'yatza mi'tachat yado, and even when he sells it, it's sold, it doesn't matter. However, umihu, imehemen le'asar. But even though he has no din amanas, right? I mean, din, no one needs to listen to him, but you know the guy, you know the situation, and you trust him. So then for you, it's an interesting sugya, the Gra points out from Kedushin Samech Vav. So this is a case where for you, just for you, it's aser because you know better. And the metzius is, the halacha is, if you know it's oso ved beno, it is mamish aser. And for you, it's so since you believe him, for you it's aser. Mine has goy.
It's very
yours has over kochav. Okay.
Original.
Your bet. Behema shenishchata ima ubita hayom v'nitarva be'achiras. So now you have one animal that was shechted, either the mother or the daughter, and you have the other one that gets mixed up with a bunch of other animals. So now what do you do? Are they all aser? Are they all mutter? What do you do? V'tzarich lishchot mehem hayom. And you have a whole bunch of animals. You need you have a dinner tonight. You need to shecht it. And this one got mixed in with a bunch of others. What are you supposed to do? Ketzad, takanato. How do you solve the problem so that you can make dinner tonight? So the halacha says, nichbashinhu denaide mimakom kiviotan. So you hit, the way the Taz explains, you hit it so that they move away, you shoo it away, so it's no longer in the same place. The Shach writes, basically, they can't be together. Together, it has a din of the makom kavua, and we know that ba'al echayim lo batle afilu be'elef. You can't be mevatel them. Even though normally halachas, you say chad betray, one to two, you go by majority. Here you can't, because it's ba'al echayim. The Taz says, it's you remove it from its makom kavua, from the place where they were, and therefore, and they spread out, and then what happens is v'yikach mehem echad. You take one at a time and you shecht one at a time as much as you need. V'yishchot dekol de parish miruba parish, and because once it's not in its makom, in its makom kavua, right, there's a special din d'araisa. There's the kasu. We say kol kavua. We always assume it's 50-50. It loses the principle of rove. But once an item is moved away from its kavua place, then you can go after the normal rules of rove. And this will be discussed, I don't know how much more. This is a complex issue, but will be discussed more later in Kuf Yud. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. You'll tell me. You'll let me know before tomorrow. Okay. Ushnayim anotarim aser leshochta mayom. But the last two that are standing, this whole trick has been not exactly a trick. It's the atzalacha batzel berov. But then, once you get to the last two that are left, we say, well, these last two, it's mechta. It's we're assuming that you kept on taking the non offspring or mother. And that kept getting left behind. And so now, one of these two is one of them, and the other one's the other one. So when you get to the last two, there's no rove anymore. So that's the takana. That's how to fix it. Okay, let's do siman yud zayin. Din ashochet behima mesukenet lamut. So you have an animal that's sick, and you are expecting it to die real soon. What can you do? Can you eat it or not? So aleph, hashochet et abriya velo pirkisa. So there's a halacha of, the natural phenomena, what we call pirkus. Anytime you shecht an animal, it does its little rattle, death rattle, and it shakes, can move an animal, could twitch, move a leg, twitch, it could do whatever, can even run around sometimes. But, okay, so here we are. Hashochet d'abriya, you shecht a regular kosher animal, it looks normal, looks healthy, fine. Even it's kosher, peru shelo nitna nea. It didn't wiggle or move or wave. So even if the animal, after you when you shecht it, it's 100% still and does not move at all. If you started out with a bria, a healthy animal, right? As far as you know, it's healthy. Harezem muteret, it's muter 100% to eat it, no problem. Avala mesukenet, but if it's lying on the ground and it's sick and you think it might die. Vihi kol shema midim ota begara obemakel ve'ena omedet. So this mesukenet, what do? You hit it or yell at it or usher it or something that it should stand up. it's not enough to pick it up and stand it on its legs. It needs to show a little bit more life to it. It needs to do it itself. But then it has to be able to stand on its own and stay standing. If it's just going to fall right back down, that's not enough. Afa pi shehi ochelet machal briot. Even if it eats and eats its normal food, shachta velo pirkes haklal. So then a mesukenet, that's the one that doesn't move, doesn't stand up on its own. So you can shecht it, but it needs to do a pirkus. If it does no pirkus whatsoever, again, a mesukenet that does no pirkus, hare zo nevela, has a din of a nevela. And if you eat it, velokim aleha, get malchus. Good question. Like I said, they get used interchangeably. Okay, so it's probably okay. I think it's in a treifa as well. Yesh layan, but it's used interchangeably. So it's ve'im pirkusa hareze muteret. And if it did a pirkus, then it is muter. So mesukenet that does a pirkus is muter. A bria, a healthy animal, with or without a pirkus, it's 100% kosher. V'tzarich shiyeh pirkus besof hashchita. But Shulchan Aruch points out, it's from the Gemara, the pirkus has to be not when you start the shchita. When you slice the neck, it could take 2, maybe seconds, maybe 5 seconds. It can take you all day, theoretically. All right, we'll learn about that. But it doesn't go by the very beginning of the shchita. It goes by, it has to do the pirkus by the end of the shchita. Haga. And it has to continue even after the Shechita. So it happens to be a machloket how to understand the Gemara. The Pri Chadash, Shulchan Aruch seems to say, even if it's at the very end of the Shechita itself, not afterwards, that's good enough. But the Shach, along with the Ramah, says, no, it must be, in the Marshal, it must be afterwards. No, sorry, the Marshal is Mekel. But anyways, the Shach and the Ramah says it must be completely afterwards. So too says the Krasi. Krasi just says Lamaisa kind of has to be, because we're talking about split seconds. If it's in the, if it happens at the end of the Shechita, but you still have a few more seconds to go, he explains that's not even considered the end of the Shechita. It has to be at the very end. And how do you know if it's stopped a little bit short of the very end? Anyways, that's his take. So he says Lamaisa needs to be afterwards. Well, batchilata eino moyel, but if at the beginning of the shechita it doesn't help. Ketzad hua pirkus? What is a pirkus that works? Behema daka ubechaya. So if you have one of the smaller animals, sheep, goat, and chaya, so ubechaya gasa vidaka, or it doesn't matter which chaya. Bein shepashta yada v'yichzira or shepashta rabla afapi shelo yichzira. So then, if it puts out its forelegs, its arms, so then, if it goes in and out, then it's already, then that's called the pirkus. But for the leg, just out and in, whatever, yeah, it has to go both directions. But for the leg, it doesn't have to come back, just one direction. Or shakafa faragla bilvad, or it just gets bent in one direction, the leg. The leg is stronger, bilvad, only the leg, in one direction, hareze, pirkus, umuteret. That's called a pirkus, and it's mutter to eat this mesukenet. Ava, im pashta yada velo echzira, but by the arm, the foreleg, if it only goes in one direction, hareze asura, it's still asur. She'ein zo ela hotseit nefesh bilvad. We call that just leaving of its life, and it's not enough. Ube behema gasa, echad ayad ve'echad aregel bein shepashta ve'lo kafefa bein shekafefa ve'lo pashta hareze pirkus umuteret. But for a cow, a big animal, so then it can just goes in. It's one direction is enough. Whether it's the front legs or the back legs, whether it straightens out the leg or it bends its leg, any one of them. Is a proper pirkus, umuteret, and it's mutter to eat. V'im lo pashta, lo yad v'lo regel, v'lo kafaf haklal. But if it didn't straighten or bend any of its limbs at all, hareiz a nevela, it's a nevela, and that's it. Now, we're going to see from the Shach and others, for an animal, it's enough also if you look at the tail. If it does a pirkus on the tail, that's good enough. This is what the Shach and Aruch writes, ube'ov, afilu lo refref, perish me'inyan keheref ayin, has to do with the eyelids. So, ela be'eno. Afilu lo refref, ela be'eno. By a bird, chicken, all you need is it for it to bat its eyelashes, and that's good enough. And the Shach points out some who disagree, its eyelids are not good enough. Velo kiskes ela biznava, or pirush nanea. If the tails moves or wiggles, that's good enough. So we see that by the oaf, he writes it's good enough. But we said many point out that the tail part actually is good enough even for the animals. Hare ze pirkus. And that's a proper pirkus. Okay. Let's do a bit more and we'll finish. Bet hashocher el mesukenu b'layla v'liyadayim pirkus areza safek nevela v'asura. You shecht at night, it's dark, and you can't see, and you want to check it in the morning. You couldn't see if it did a pirkus. It was dark at night, you want to check it in the morning, then it's a safek nevela, and it's aser. Right? And the Shach points out, the Torah says you can check in the morning if you see blood all over the walls, and you can assume that it got all over the walls from the pirkus. The Shach and others say, most say for sure that's not okay. I mean, even it could sometimes squirt out from the Shechita itself without doing, just because of the lachatz, the pressure. But, okay, so looking at the walls is not going to work. Okay, now let's go on. Last one. Gimel. Gedolei chachamim lo yochlim behem shemaharim uveshochtim otah kadei shelo tamut. So gedolei chachamim, the more pious rabbis, if you see an animal that's a mesukenet, they're not going to rush to shecht it, to save it, to shecht it before it dies. Ve'af al pi shepirkusa besof hashchita, even if it does its pirkus, they won't eat it. V'davar ze ein bo iser. It's not usher to eat it. It's 100% kosher. Ella, kol arosh hachmer alatzma b'davar zeh, if someone wants to be machmer, hareze meshubach, so it's a good thing. And the Shach points out, it depends. If it's a hefsir mamon, then it's not midas. It depends if there's a hefsir mamon, basically. If it's a hefsir mamon for other people, you should not be machmer. But if it's a hefsir mamon just for gedolei chachamim, then it could also be good. All right. And one last thing, one to be machmer. So the Be'er Hetiv also points out that if it's a behemoth that had a shaila about it, so it's also an inyan to be machmer. If you had a shaila because you didn't know about a simple halacha, that doesn't count. But if it's a real complex issue and a real suffix, so there is. It's a worthy thing for individuals to be machmer.